This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with Kara Schillen at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Jennifer and I are in L.A., and Victoria is on the coast, the far coast of of New Jersey. A lot of polling going on, a lot of people looking around thinking, okay, am I going to create something that's good? Am I going to support somebody that's exciting to be the next president, or am I going to be a victim of circumstance? I don't like victims, victim talk. People, I don't know what to do. He's president, and he's ruined the country. What am I going to do? Well, now, you can turn your situation into one that favors progress if you think it through, and there are other people.
You wait it out. You wait it out, like I did, and then you vote for someone else to make it.
Yeah, right. That's how it works. Voting is
I do that all the time in California. I wait it out.
Victoria and I were just talking about some pictures on Instagram. My son and his wife were out canvassing in San Fernando, the San Fernando Valley yesterday, Jennifer. And because she could speak Spanish, she went into some of the neighborhoods where there are a lot of Spanish folks. And they found people who had been living there in the family home for generations. These are real Americans who...
How do you think they can afford to live here?
What do you mean? Because they've had the house for a long, long time.
The house is paid for, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the house is all paid for. And just the nicest, kindest. They had great stories to tell about the people they encountered. So that's kind of, is that retail? Is that considered retail politics or wholesale politics? I've never quite understood. I thought retail politics.
I don't know. I've gone out and canvassed before. I used to do that for George W. Bush. I volunteered for his campaign. I went out on election day offering to take people to the polls. It's actually fun. I think everybody should do it at least one time.
It is. Very educational. Yep.
It's a good thing. I don't care who you do it for. Just do it. But, you know, just as a side note, I think that they were probably out canvassing for Bernie. I think your son's a Bernie supporter.
The only signs
that I have seen, other than a few random Trump signs, which those are from some brave souls in my neighborhood who have them up, not me, but some of them, Bernie, all the way. I haven't seen anything else.
I think he will win in a landslide in California.
Oh, in California, he's going to win in a landslide. Yes, and that's going to be pretty devastating to the other candidates because California holds a lot of electoral heft.
But you know what?
And we do split it up. We do split it up, so he won't get the entire load, most likely, but still. Yeah.
I talked to Sophie last night as Brenda and I were going out for dinner, and so Sophie had a couple other things she was doing, and she was making herself a peanut butter and jelly English muffin before she went somewhere. And we were just yakking about her experience. I think she's quite a special young lady. She's special because she's married to my son, but she's kind of got it all together. Whether you agree with them politically or you don't, she thinks things through and has reasons for everything that she does, and she's very persuasive. She reminds me of Victoria a little bit. And by the way, Victoria, I meant to say this. Brendan was very appreciative of the comments that you had about Frank.
Oh, well.
We spent most of our dinner crying last night.
I know. I mean, I've cried every day since Christmas night when I lost Cooper. Every single day. At some point it just happens again, and I suspect it will continue to happen. You know, it's such a devastating loss, and I know Brendan had Frank for a long time, and I had Cooper for almost 17 years, and it's like half your life, and
it's funny.
It's like losing a limb. You really do feel like you've just lost a part of you.
And it was just amazing how it came to be, because Frankie came to the farm. Frankie was a combination Mastiff, Bulldog, and Pitbull, and he was a big hulk. It was the softest. Charlotte and he kind of grew out, although Charlotte was 5 years older than he was. When Frankie came into the picture, the two of them lived together with Brendan for about a year, and they were back and forth. Charlotte was living with me for part of the time, and we were sort of doing the switcheroony. And Charlotte used to walk underneath Frank, and
She was the boss. She would push him. If she'd hurry up eating her dinner and Frank would be somewhere else, she'd push him out of the way to finish his dinner. That kind of stuff. He's just a really sweet dog, and he, in many ways, saved Brendan's life at a tough time in his life. The dog was his root. And so, you know, you look at that. But I think we all have stories. I can certainly say that about Charlotte. And you can say it about your dog. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, I don't remember. Your father's had dogs, but I remember you ever having a dog. I don't remember.
I've never had a dog. I'm allergic.
I don't think you do. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, did I know? Maybe if I did know it.
When you and Daisy left, I paid for it because I was playing with her. I love dogs. I just...
Oh, well, I didn't know. I wouldn't have brought her in if I didn't know.
Oh, no, that's fine. I put up with it because I love dogs. I love animals. But that's why Lindy is such a great addition to our family because I can really play with her without feeling like
I'm... She doesn't shed. It's a poodle-y.
She's hypoallergenic. Yeah, she's a golden doodle. So.
Right. And that doesn't make you sneeze at all? That's amazing.
No.
No, those dogs don't.
The hypoallergenic dogs are fine because they're hair instead
poodles.
Of fur.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
The Megan's dog and Tony's dog, she always had poodles, and Megan has a poodle. It took Tony's dog when Tony died, and he was around for just past last year, I think it put him to sleep. But Matthew is very allergic. Whenever he loves Daisy, he plays with her, but same thing as you just explained, Jennifer, he gets really allergic, sneezes, hives.
It's really in my eyes that it really, like, it just...
So the poodle they have doesn't bother him at all.
Yeah.
So you got to just know the breed. Yep. All right. Meanwhile, back at the circumstantial circumstances here, I was looking at the results of polls after Iowa, and the numbers for Trump were quite, if I understand the numbers correctly... I don't know if stunning is the right word, but they certainly made
Well, he didn't. He ran unopposed, right?
Right.
Well, no, he had. No, he ran against Bill Weld, and Weld's still in it, and Mark Sanford and Joe Walsh were still on the ballot too.
Right.
And they had some write-ins. The thing is that all the incumbents. What's notable here is that all the incumbents who have run in the past, like I think Obama got 49,000 the last time around. I think George W.
It was like
53,000. Trump showed up with 112,000. And so what the campaign is saying, and what the news media overlooked because everybody was talking about the app not working for Democrats, is that the enthusiasm for Trump is still there, if not surpassing anybody. He had the most votes in 40 years of people showing up to vote for an incumbent president, a presidential candidate. So there's a core group
of people who are absolutely fanatical about him, and that will be good for him at the polls in November. And it also, it doesn't make any difference. Again, it's too bad it doesn't.
I don't know if I like the fanatical word because I think.
What?
I don't know about being fanatical.
Oh, I think there are people that are.
You're not a fanatic, Jen, but there
you
are fanatical
but there are
Trump
fanatics.
Supporters.
There were
yeah.
fanatics for Obama. There were fanatics. I don't remember too many fanatics for George Bush. There were fanatics for Clinton, for sure, both of them.
I don't really think that Obama had so many fanatics because
he did. My mom was one.
Yeah, no, I think he did. I knew a lot of people that were absolutely
still got the sticker on the car the whole nine.
I guess I don't know any fanatics.
Maybe not in your
story. When you like the person, they don't seem fanatical. To me, the Trump people don't seem fanatical because I like them. And so if you liked Obama, then the people who are crazy about Obama don't seem out of sorts to you because you agree with them.
Yeah.
So it's really...
Well, I was going to actually say the non-fanatical thing came from because Obama, during the re-election, a lot of the people who had all that enthusiasm for him the first time just assumed he was going to win re-election. So the voting turnout was a lot less. This is a very hotly contested contest here. So I think that's why the Trump base knows, okay, we have to go and vote because there's a big wave, whatever you want to call it, the burn, feeling the burn, or Bloomberg or whomever. But this is a much more contested race than what Obama faced for
re-election. And it's also angrier. I think there's a lot of people who are ticked about what
he
had to go through for 4 years. And so I think
a lot
of them
reason.
Are like, yeah, so
and
a lot of people
are angry
are like,
on my side.
Yeah, I think for people who are typically maybe don't turn out as much for an incumbent president, they realize how crucial this is because of the boomerang of impeachment that you know, is not going to come back to reward Democrats as much as I think it might the president. So, but we'll see. All right. So do you want to know about a new poll in Nevada? Because
yes.
That's this week's story. Nevada caucuses on Saturday. Prepare yourself. It could be another disaster because they were scheduled to use the same software that Iowa was going to use for their caucus, or that Iowa used for their caucus, but they scratched it. So now they're trying to figure out how they're going to tabulate votes in Nevada on Saturday. In the meantime, however, there is a debate tomorrow night. And for the very first time, Mayor Mike Bloomberg will actually qualify for that debate. And that's because of a very new last-minute poll from NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist, which puts Mike Bloomberg in second place nationally. Now, Bernie Sanders has an incredible story to tell here. Bernie Sanders is at 31%. In support. That's up 9 points since December. That is huge movement.
I didn't ask you about your mother. Who's your mother?
Let me finish the story, and then I'll tell you about my mom. Okay. Next closest contender is 19%, Mayor Mike Bloomberg. That's a huge story for him, too. To be in second place is huge. Followed by
out of nowhere.
Jeez. Yeah, followed by Joe Biden, then Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete, rounding things up. So this is really good news for Bernie and for Mike Bloomberg. What's going to be interesting is that this will be the first time that America really meets Mike Bloomberg. They've seen a lot of commercials. They've seen him spend a lot of money. And so this will be the first time that he's actually on a stage. And I think he's going to be the target of Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, who hate billionaires. Yep. A lot of the others feel like he dropped in at the end and is buying the race. So he'll have to answer for that. Plus, some of the comments that have come out and I think have been released by most likely the Bernie camp, where he said that farmers don't really need any skill and he went after factory
workers.
That was
taken out of context.
It was not, Doug. I listened to the whole thing.
No.
Yeah, I read the transcript. It definitely was. He even said, and I sent that to Doug yesterday. It was on Fox News, and if anyone's going to alter it, it would have been Fox News. But the whole transcript of what he said was not that at all.
The farm trades are carrying the story, and they all have analyzed it.
The problem with Mike Bloomberg is that he changes who he is depending on the group of people that he's standing in front of. And what at least I gleaned from it, and I watched the whole thing. I didn't read it. I didn't listen to anybody tell me about it. I watched it. He said he could teach anybody in that room. He was speaking to a group of highly educated college people in London. He said, I can teach anybody in this room to drop a seed in the ground, put some dirt on it, and something will grow.
Yeah,
I can teach
that.
Anyone to go to a factory. And if the arrow's turning in one direction, you turn the dial. And so,
yep. What's wrong with that?
Well, I think it's taken...
What I don't understand is...
Saying anybody can do anything.
This. No, actually, he was saying the opposite. He was saying that you can teach people agrarian skills. You can teach them how to push a button on a factory line, but that's not where our jobs are going. Jobs are going into coding, and that's really what he was talking about. And that's very much his business. He was saying that we need to learn these other skills because
It's going to be up to Mike Bloomberg to defend those comments, because no doubt someone's going to hit him with it tomorrow. And so he's going to be able to have his chance. I mean, I don't care how he defends it. It doesn't matter for me. He's not my guy. I don't really care. But I think that he's going to have to explain it.
Because he's going to be a serious challenge.
Well, I don't think that he's not a serious challenge. I think he actually is a serious challenge. I think it'll probably come down to him and to Bernie Sanders.
Down to him and Trump.
It's not our jobs to defend it. It's his job to sell himself to the American people is what I'm saying. It's going to be how he responds to it, not necessarily how we do, and we'll see how he does that tomorrow night.
But I think it's worth noting that, you know, as we sit here and we read all this stuff way more than probably most people are exposed to it, I do think it is worthy to say, you know, this is actually what the context was, and this is the headline that's being gleaned from it. And often, and we know this, it happens on all sides, that it's always usually something totally different than what actually was said or what happened. And everyone is falling victim to that.
I spend my days providing context for things that Trump says because people take him out of context all the time, too. So
true.
I get it.
Absolutely. I agree with that, too.
I mean, what I'm saying is it's going to be interesting to see when pressed how he responds as a candidate. I think that's going
to
be really important
for the success of his campaign.
Right.
Fine. Listen, this guy's fabulous on his feet.
And my mom likes Mayor Pete. My mom doesn't like Bloomberg.
Okay. All right. Well,
she's a Mayor Pete girl now. She was an Elizabeth Warren person.
Really? that didn't last for most everybody, including my kids, who were both. Although Megan's still trying to defend her, but hello. Goodbye. Hello. Goodbye. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And change at the hour here on today's DJV program. Music in each hour takes us away from the rawness of the rest of the conversation. And so we spend 5 minutes at this portion in each hour. This is a position to talk about things like the Luck Reunion. They've announced their lineup for the 2020 edition of the Luck Reunion. Lucinda Williams, Orville Peck, Margot Price, and perennial Luck headliner Willie Nelson are going to perform at the day-long festival held on Nelson's Luck Ranch outside of Austin, which he lost for a while when he had his IRS problems. He got it back again after he recorded an album and gave all the proceeds to the IRS. Remember that? Anybody know that story beside me?
I remember hearing that he had some tax issues, but I didn't know that.
He had some serious tax issues. And he owed him $23 million. So he recorded an album and gave all the proceeds to the IRS. And mostly it was a protest album. It was pretty funny, interestingly enough. So this is going to be March 19th. I wouldn't mind going to this myself. The reunion is defined by frequent collaboration, sort of a sense of intimacy there, especially for the lucky few who go to the ranch. There's a stage there they call the Chapel Stage on Willie's Ranch. He'll close the event on the World Headquarters stage, which features a day-long lineup of Lucas Nelson, Promise of the Real, Shooter Jennings, Particle Kid, Angel Olsen, Parquette Courts, and some others will be there too. Williams, Orville Peck, Amanda Shires, Coulter Wall, The Black Lips, and Margot Price and Friends are scheduled to play. The other stages scattered across the farm. As in recent years, a Luck Reunion takes place during the South by Southwest Music Festival, which runs the 16th to the 22nd in Austin. Anybody ever been to that? It seemed to me, Jennifer, you went.
No. South by Southwest? No.
I would love to go. I've had friends who've gone. Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Well, it's not just music. It's about
a film festival. They've got panel speakers. It's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, very interesting. So that's the story of what's going on at Luck Reunion. It's part of the South by Southwest. I love all the way. It's SXYSW. South by Southwest. All right, 26 past now. Time for us to focus on Luke Bryan. and not necessarily his position on American Idol. He's going
to
release a new album.
Him.
What's that?
I say, Jen likes to focus on his tight pants.
Yeah, right, exactly. A new album from Luke Bryan is called Born Here Alive. No, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. Thank you, Doug. Born Here, Live Here, Die Here comes out April 24th. His seventh studio album features 10 tracks, including the singles Knockin' Boots and What She Wants Tonight. But you're playing the title track here, Karen. Yeah?
Yep.
Sounds like it. We like this? What do we think of this?
Sounds like classic Luke Bryan.
Yep. Over the weekend, Luke released the title track, which we're listening to. Mild tempo ballad described as a song that finds Luke reminiscing about his upbringing and loyalty to his hometown. Glad to say, listen to it for a second.
Born here, live here, die here. From the roots to the boots to the lake.
What do people say about me in Framingham?
Yeah, I've
been there. That's, you know, you get used to a place and you kind of like it. You have roots there. You get things done. Ride the same roads, work the same dirt, go to the same church, drink the same beer. It's part of the lyric line, drawing a line back to his father and his grandfather. Luke is launching his Proud to Be Right Here tour, which takes its name from a line in this song, in May 20, in Cincinnati, that's where he starts, May 28th. Those of you keeping track of that. Morgan Wallen, Runaway June, and Kaylee Hammock are on board in support of his performances of his live shows. So that's the latest from Luke Bryan on the DJV program. Watch American Idol if you want to see.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A surging Michael Bloomberg will be on stage for tomorrow night's Democratic presidential debate in Nevada. The former New York City mayor has qualified for the debate on the strength of his rising poll numbers. In the latest survey from NPR, PBS, and Marist, Bloomberg is second with 19% support behind frontrunner Bernie Sanders, who has 31. A scare last night at the end of the Daytona 500. Ryan Newman flips his car, which catches fire, and rolls across the finish line in fourth place. A spokesman for NASCAR reads a statement from the Roush Racing Team.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening.
Finishing first was Denny Hamlin, who won his second Daytona 500 in a row. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The DJV Show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
At the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara's at the controls. A lot of things are going well. This is always the story. The food news today with a focus on TGI Fridays. Looks like they're having a tough time, Victoria.
Yeah, they are. And so they are blaming consumer taste changing and the rapid rise of food delivery services, which is true. Casual restaurants across the country are actually closing, and TGI Fridays is the latest victim. They have had a major profit loss in 2019. They closed 34 restaurants last year. Overall, they said sales were down 11%, 9% decrease in traffic. And so over the last 4 years, Applebee's has suffered suffered this fate, IHOP and Pizza Hut have all closed their dine-in locations, but Pizza Hut has beefed up their delivery and takeout locations. Applebee's also does delivery and takeout, and IHOP actually, I think, is kind of rebounding a little bit.
Yes,
IHOP
is coming back around. They all belong to the same company. Oh, no, I think the three of them. IHOP does not belong to the same company, but the others are all part of the same company, and it's like all of these other circumstances locally in the New England region. A company called Papa Gino's, it's been around for a long time, and D'Angelo's, both independently started by families and then bought out by banks and hedge funds, and Friendly's the same thing. All of these iconic brands have been ruined by these damn bean counters. I mean, you'd think that they'd put somebody in charge. For example, at TGI Friday or any of them, if you find through good research that the public isn't reacting anymore to what you're doing, then you change it. You want to survive? You go find out what the public wants, and you provide them with
that. That's true, yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, TGI Fridays was like the big thing. There's one right by the mall.
Houlihan's. They're all the same.
Plus, and to hang out there when you were 21, that was like the bar scene to go to was Fridays.
Olive Garden. Olive Garden. They all belong to the same company. It's all the same stuff. It's all the same food for the most part.
Well, I guess people are either sick of the food or they've just gone to other restaurants.
Well, it's food. They're greasy, a lot of fried stuff, and that's not what the public wants anymore.
But you know what, though? Buffalo Wild Wings, there's one that's near me here. Yeah, it's terrible food, but it's packed, and there's a line out the door. So I don't think people are really just choosing or not choosing.
Is it the beer? Is it the bar? Is it the TVs? I don't want to. I will not any longer go into a restaurant that has a television playing. I don't want to go watch.
I don't even know if you can find one.
Well, yeah,
Buffalo Wild
restaurants
is keto friendly. And so a lot of people will go there and eat wings and wings and wings and wings and wings because they can do it on their diets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. So anyways, if you're a TGI fan, I think the stockholders of these companies or the hedge funds that are operating these things would take note and do something about it. I think their stockholders would be pretty upset about it. But you're right about IHOP. I've seen, at least in New England,
I think IHOP has bounced back for sure.
Yeah, and around here too, Jennifer. I think we see a lot more IHOPs, either surviving or new ones here and there. I tend to see more of them around, or maybe I'm just thinking about them, because they built one right in Framingham Center 3 or 4 years ago, and it's right by the State College, and they do fabulously well.
Well, the one thing is, it's always a smart business to do breakfast, because and that's why every fast food place now does breakfast, whether it's breakfast all day or special breakfast items, because no matter what the trendy diet is, everyone always eats breakfast, and you'll always eat eggs or, if you want, pancakes or whatever. And so I think IHOP is in the sweet spot of they're always going to have something that people will eat.
Yeah. The folks at Blue Apron switching up the contents of their boxes to make weekdays a bit easier for patrons. It's a food delivery service. If you didn't know, Blue Apron is a food delivery service. And they have new offerings, but they have said, along with the offering, they have one main goal: to help you prepare, cook, and store 8 individual servings of different meals in about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Already available to people in select states around the country, mostly where you are and where I am, Mid-Atlantic, up the East Coast, with Dow carriers, too. It's an East Coast sort of thing at the moment, but they're going to expand, apparently, the rest of the country later on this year.
Well, Blue Apron is everywhere, but this particular box of the way that they're doing it.
Well, explain how it works. Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah. I've had every meal delivery service. I've tried them all. Blue Apron, we stopped using because they just didn't have enough variety for what I eat.
See, I think that's the problem. Well, I've looked at them too, and they just have
some of the others are okay. Thanks. Sunbasket was really good. I just ended a trial with Green Chef, and it's okay, but the portions were really small, so we ended up having to add to it, which defeats the purpose. But Blue Apron, the one thing that I complained about, and the reason I got rid of it, is because the meal prep took forever. And even though you have all the ingredients in your fridge, at the end of the night, who wants to prep 45 minutes and then cook dinner? It was way too much. So I think they're smart to mix this up. And if you can devote 2 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday and have all of your stuff prepped for the week, I think it's going to make a really big difference for people who like their menus.
Yeah. All right. So there's the latest from Blue Apron. Gerber has launched its search for the next spokesbaby. How many know who the first Gerber baby was? Raise your hands, please.
I used to, but it slipped out. It was someone we know, right?
Yeah, somebody, a very famous actor, as it turns out. Anybody want to?
I was going to say Jodie Foster, but she was the little bum, right?
Yes, she is.
She was on the suntan lotion.
Yes. All right, I'll give you a hint. Lauren Bacall.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to do more than
cricket.
That.
I don't know. Was it Lauren Bacall?
No.
The big reveal. He said it was a boy.
It was. It was Lauren Bacall's husband.
Who I don't
was probably
know who she
the
was
most famous
to.
Actor of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, Humphrey Bogart.
Oh.
Humphrey Bogart's baby picture was the baby face on Gerber's when it first came out.
Was he a cute baby? Because he was not a cute adult.
No, he was a cute baby. Well, his smoking and drinking ruined what he looked like as an adult and killed him when he was 56. He was dead.
Wow.
But when he was a baby.
Yeah, because he was actually pretty handsome early on, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Humphrey Bogart?
Yep. So now, Gerber is continuing its annual photo search. They've been doing this the past 10 years or so for a new Gerber baby. So if you're a parent or maybe a grandparent, you have until the 21st of this month, which is, a week or so, to submit photographs and video of your small child. Can't be more than 4 years old. If your child wins, they'll serve as the Gerber ambassador, plus get $25,000. That's their fee for being, I think that's probably cheap. If I was trying to do it, I'd negotiate it up a little, but that's probably all they want to pay, so that's it. You'll find plenty of people that'll take the happily.
Yeah, I sent that to one of my friends from high school. She had a baby last
July. How about
July.
Your sister?
Doesn't your sister have younger? Don't your sisters have little ones?
Yes, I sent it to them as well. But I have my fingers crossed because...
Do you think that one baby's cuter than the others? Kara, come on.
No, I'm not talking about my sister. So my friend from high school had a baby in July, and she wasn't due until October. So it was a super preemie baby, and she was super tiny. They were in the hospital for months, and now she is the chubbiest, cutest, most expressive little baby, and they have the kind of the perfect story. They are the cutest family, and obviously,
that's true. The story does matter.
Yeah. So obviously, like, I love my sisters and I love their babies, and they have cute stories as well.
But
I just don't know that they would be as into it. The parents both sing together. I don't know. It's just they have a very sweet story, and the baby is adorable. And I followed the entire thing because nobody knew what was going to happen. They had so many pictures in the hospital, and
questions.
I was like, they deserve it. So
yeah,
I have my fingers crossed.
All right. So the Gerber people say that they're striving to make each year of the photo search bigger and better, encouraging families all over the country to put in the pictures for a chance to be a part of this special year. Your baby will be judged on the following criteria. A, visual appearance. Duh. B, expressiveness. And C, consistency with Gerber's heritage, anything for baby. That's their mission, anything for baby. So if you
it's kind of funny to just hear someone say, your baby will be judged.
Yeah, right.
Like might as well get him used to it. It's only going to get worse.
Right.
Yeah. Reminds me of who was the girl that got killed by her family or nobody ever figured it out? It was 25, 30 years ago. Oh,
JonBenet, right?
Yes, JonBenet Ramsey. Thank you.
What does that have to do?
Well, because that girl was always
baby,
in all of these
judged,
contests.
You will be
She was a young baby and then
beauty
a young
queen.
Child,
yep.
Beauty queen. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what history teaches us. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. In a moment, the fate of Pier 1 seems to be hanging in the balance. That's after these words here on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Researchers are working on new ways to use artificial intelligence to help gather necessary information from an electronic medical record and improve patient care. The aim is to reduce the time that physicians spend at their computer.
How can we navigate all of that information in the National Library of Medicine, ongoing active research, guidelines, our own Mayo best practice guidelines, and the patient information? How can we match all that together efficiently? Right now, it takes a lot of human hours and human effort.
Mayo Clinic oncologist Dr. Tafaya Haddad says the computer can do the job of recognizing data and mining patterns.
In one click, I can get that synopsis of the patient, her history, her medical records, laboratory imaging information, and marry that to our best practice as well as research opportunities.
The result? Less time with the computer and
a more meaningful encounter with the patient in the exam room.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Street.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitrin. I really like it. I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really works, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the DJV program, those of you who are familiar, this is really kind of an iconic, you know, a modern icon, if you will, of retailing, is Pier 1. It used to be called Pier 1 Imports. They announced before Christmas they were going to go into Chapter 11, and now they say they're going to close about 450 stores not only here in our country but in Canada. They're headquartered down in Texas. They are reducing their footprint because they think they can do better online, and that's their plan, I guess, going through bankruptcy. I was reading something on the plane coming back the other day about the number of store closings and what really is going on in the retail business and how this particular person analyzed a New York Times article in the Sunday business section, analyzed the problems that some retailers are having versus what the people who are very successful. And it's almost simple, but yet it really isn't because there's a formula. But Walmart and Target were both the focus of this as far as success is concerned, getting people to buy online. And not as many people are buying online as you think in comparison to the amount of money being spent in retail. But it's what they do with people in the store and how they promote what's in the store. That apparently, there are some of these retailers that have, Macy's probably a good example. It's the old style, it's the old version, it's the old way of doing things. And we were talking about JCPenney off the air. Same thing with them. I was in a penny store here the other day. It was a mess. It was really terrible. There was no help. I mean, it's like they were looking for a way to pull the plug. But anyway, it's too bad because Pier 1 has had a lot of people felt very strongly about the quality of stuff at Pier 1. 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What's good for you and what's bad for you? Always the focus in some way, shape, or form when we have our doctors on the air. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to focus on your cholesterol in a matter of moments here, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, who have asked you to be responsible with your weight, because there are lots of overweight people, and a lot of people are frustrated because they try this, the keto diet, they try the... How many different diets are there, Jack? Can you name a half a dozen of them or more?
189.6.
There you go. Okay, so they're... they're all around, and Calitrin is the way to promote weight loss. I'll tell you a little bit more about the deal that they have for DJV listeners after we get into the situation with cholesterol. You've always said to me that your cholesterol number is meaningless.
Yes.
So let's dig into that a little bit, because there are people who are concerned about whether their bad cholesterol is too high, good cholesterol is too low. That's me, basically. I have always had low, good cholesterol and high, but I still don't have over 200, no matter what the combo. But anyway, there are a lot of people who, like you, who challenge those numbers and challenge the whole idea of good and bad cholesterol. So what's this new study?
Well, simply because the research that continues to come forward for the last two decades are saying it's just a bunch of hubbub over nothing. You need cholesterol. Every cell in your body needs cholesterol. All of the little membranes inside of every cell in your body is made out of cholesterol. So this new study out of Penn State is saying that lower LDL, that the medications that are used to lower LDL cholesterol, which they consider to be the bad, because LDL is what carries cholesterol out of the liver into the body. The HDL that they consider to be good is what's bringing cholesterol from the body back to the liver. It's like saying that the ambulance that goes out to take care of somebody in a car accident is the bad ambulance, and the ambulance that brings the person to the hospital is the good ambulance, which is really, really silly. More and more research continues to show up, showing how vital cholesterol is to the human body. The problem has
the question
been
is about sugar. Know, people understanding good and bad, what the difference is. What does the L stand for? L-lipid something or other?
Low density. Yeah, low density lipoprotein. Okay. And then the high density is the HDL.
Yeah.
And it's just the fat that is converted inside the system. Fat is constantly in the bloodstream. It has to be there. Your body uses cholesterol for a lot of different reasons. But whenever the blood vessels, especially the arteries, are irritated, inflamed, whatever, for whatever reason, the body will send cholesterol out as a Band-Aid. Now, the problem is when it gets out of control, and the body will use calcium, it'll use cholesterol, it'll use some other compounds to try to heal blood vessel linings that are currently inflamed or chronically inflamed. So the problem is to find out why blood vessels are being inflamed, rather than trying to stop the band-aiding system the body uses to repair the blood vessel.
There's always the question about numbers. You know, you know what my numbers are. I'm about 150 on the bad cholesterol, and I should be supposedly, according to some, about 110 or 120, and I ought to be 50 to 60 with the good stuff, and I'm only 35 to 45, and so that may put me at a disadvantage, so say some. What I don't understand is the lower levels push one's risk of having a stroke.
Yes.
Why
came out of the Penn State University, is because your body uses the cholesterol to heal damaged blood vessels. And if you're pushing the LDL lower and lower and lower, they found out that if you get it too low, it increases your risk of a hemorrhaging stroke by 65%.
So when people get a physical and they have blood work, when they look at the, what do you tell them? What, somebody comes to your clinic in Salt Lake City and they say, oh, look at my blood, look at my cholesterol levels. What do you say, you know, what do you tell them?
Well, we look at several other things. That's just one thing. You know, if you're fielding a team of nine men in a baseball team, and one of them is a little weak and the other eight of them are doing really well, you try to explain how these things are going to balance out and what we want to do to take care of that weakness. They may have several other things in their blood report that are just wonderful and shows everything's fine. They feel great. They've got plenty of rest. They have plenty of energy. They have no professed symptoms of any kind. But because they didn't fall into a particular pattern of number balances with their fats, they get all panicky because someone's trying to push drugs on them.
So that means Jack's saying don't get all panicky. That's basically the bottom line.
It's just one piece of the picture. I'm sorry.
The way to lose, well, sometimes if you've got too much weight on, it'll affect your numbers to the negative. That's for sure. Calitrin has a great website, calitrin.com. Go to the homepage and look at all of the success stories. 86% success rate. Take Calitrin, very simple process. Lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com or calitrin.com. Use the DJV code. Get $20 off every bottle. That's the President's Day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.